Okay, we are holding on Daf Chav Gimel Amud Beis. We are at the bottom of the page, four lines from the bottom of the page on Chav Gimel Amud Beis. Darash Rabbi Simlai, probably, if not the most famous Gemara in Shas, one of the most famous Gemaras in Shas, right here, the next five lines. Darash Rabbi Simlai, Rabbi Simlai taught, Rabbi Simlai darshind, Sheish meos v'sholosh esrei mitzvos nemr lo l'moshe. 613 mitzvos were said to Moshe Rabbeinu. Sholosh meos v'shishim v'chamesh lavin k'minyan mosachama. 365 mitzvos lo saseh, like the number of days in a solar year. Umasayim v'arbayim u'shmona aseh k'neged evarav shel adam. And 248 mitzvos aseh corresponding to the number of limbs in a human body. I heard from Rav Moshe Tversky, Zechet Tzadik v'kadosh levracha, that the idea of connecting it to 365 days in a year and 248 limbs in a body is to demonstrate that the mitzvos are not to be viewed just as individually important, but they're part of a larger picture. And each mitzvah is only, you can only appreciate its full value when you see the entire picture of mitzvos. Just like it's clear that a year is a unit. A human body, a finger doesn't do you much if you don't have the rest of your body. The whole body is a single unit. So that's the idea that the 613 mitzvos are all connected to each other. Amar Rav Hamnuna. So Rav Hamnuna says, Maikra, what's the pasuk that shows us that there are 613 mitzvos? Torah tziva lanu Moshe morasha. Pasuk says Moshe gave us Torah. Torah b'gematria shis mea v'chadzre havi. The gematria of Torah is 611. Anochi v'lo yelach mipi agvura shemanim. Moshe gave us 611, but Anochi Hashem Elokecha and Lo Yeluch Elohim Acherim, the first two of the Aseres Hadibros, was given to us directly by God, wasn't from Moshe. So if Moshe gave us 611, and then there were two given directly by God, mathematics, 611 plus arithmetic, 611 plus 2, that's 613 mitzvot. So main point number, however you want to number it, number 5 on Chav Gimel Beis, or number 1 on Chav Dalet Amud Aleph, 613 mitzvot are derived from gematria of Torah. I'm writing it down now also. From gematria of Torah plus the first two commandments given straight by God. Given directly from God. Yeah. One second, let me finish writing it. 613 mitzvos are derived from the gematria of Torah plus the first two commandments given directly by God. Directly from God. Yes. Now, the majority of Amud Aleph, of Chavdal Amud Aleph, is going to try to isolate or whittle down the 613 mitzvos into the most important ones. And once, if you have to focus on specific midos or mitzvos that are particularly important, so the Gemara is going to say that David HaMelech identified 11 mitzvos that are the most critical. Yeshayahu came and then said, no, we could even knock it down to 6 that are the most critical. Then Micha came and said, we could even knock it down to 3 that are the most critical ones. And then the Gemara is going to say that Yeshayahu came and said there could be 2 that we could identify. And then Habakkuk finally comes along and says, there's 1. We could even identify 1 that's the ultimate mitzvah that will lead you to be able to do all the other mitzvahs. So let's see that inside now. Says the Gemara. But David ve'amidan alachasasrei. Even though there's 613 mitzvahs, David HaMelech came along and said and knocked it down to 11. Not that we don't have to do the others, but that these 11 are the most critical. Dechsiv, because the pasuk says, and we're going to just read the whole pasuk, and then the Gemara is going to take apart phrase by phrase of the pasuk and show what it's referring to. The whole pasuk reads as follows: Mizmar leDavid Hashem miya gor ba'ale. It's not just all pasuk; it's more than a pasuk. Miya gor ba'alecha miyishkon bahar kachecha holich tamim ufoel tzedek v'dover emes bilvavo. Lo ragala lishona lo asa l'reo ra v'cherpa lo nasa al krovo nivze ve'enav nimas v'sirei Hashem yichabe nishpa la rav lo yamir kaspa lo nasa menashach v'shochra anaki l'lokach osei eile lo yimot liolam. That's the series of psukim. So now we break that down into 11 different things. Number 1, holich tamim. The pasuk said holich tamim. What's that referring to? Ze Avraham. We should be as trusting and complete in our service of God, in trusting of God, as Avraham was. The description of Avraham Avinu in Chumash is that he walked with God and he was tamim. What makes him tamim? He was completely trusting of God. God said, I want you to leave your family, go to some far off place, I promise it's going to be good for you. And Avraham was completely trusting and followed along with God. So that's the first midah, to be completely trusting of God. Second, Poel Tzedek. Who's that? Kagon Abba Chilkiah. We should be righteous workers of God, like Abba Chilkiah was of God. Who was Abba Chilkiah? What was so special about him? I don't know. I'm not sure what that's a reference to. Next, says the Gemara, Vidover Emes Bilvavo. We should speak the truth, is the third midah. Kigon Rav Safra. Rav Safra was a paradigm of truth. How is he a paradigm of truth? So Rashi on the side over here, although it's not Rashi, who is it? Rivan. The Rivan on the side over here says, the story of Rav Safra being a paradigm of truth does not appear in the Gemara. It appears in the She'iltos to Rav Achai Gon. Ah, She'iltos to Rav Achai Gon. Sound familiar? So in the She'iltos to Rav Achai Gon, it says that Rav Safra was once saying Kriya Shema, and someone came in and offered him a lot of money for something that he was selling. And since he was in the middle of Shema, he didn't respond, but it was a price that he normally definitely would have agreed to. The person thought he wasn't responding because he was bargaining for more money, so the person kept on offering more and more and more. When he finished Shema, he told the guy, you can take it for the original price because that would have been the price that I would have sold it for. So he's a paradigm of truth. Fourth mitzvah, lo rogal al lishono, that a person should be honest. Ze Yaakov Avinu d'chsiv, meaning it should be honest in the way he speaks, not just in his business dealings. That's a reference to Yaakov Avinu, who's a paradigm of honesty. D'chsiv, because it says in the pasuk, Ulai Yimusheni Avi Vayisi Be'inav Kimisateya. When Yaakov has to take the brachos from Esav, he says, maybe my father will feel my skin and he'll realize that I'm tricking him. Yaakov, the word, the Maariv Chayes over here explains, the word ulai means that I hope this happens. If you want to say I hope it doesn't happen, you would use a different word in Hebrew. You'd use the word pen. So the fact that Yaakov says, ulai Yimusheni Avi, tells us that Yaakov was so uncomfortable with this whole ruse, with this whole lie, that he really wanted to be caught because he hated having to say something that was not true. Number five, lo asal re'ehu ra'a. One should not do evil to his friend. What does that mean? Shelo yered lu'umnas chavera. What does that mean? It was one of your concepts. Shelo yered lu'umnas chavera. Shouldn't put your friend out of business. Exactly. Number six, v'cherpa lo nasal krovo. You shouldn't humiliate your relative. What's that a reference to? Ze hamekarev es krovav. That's someone who brings close those who are close to him, which means at the expense of other people. That because of nepotism, he's biased against others. He's only protective of those who are close to him. Number seven, nivza be'einov nim'as. What's that a reference to? Zechizkiya, meaning that which is disgusting to God, we should be disgusted with also. Who is a paradigm of that? Zechizkiya melech. That's a reference to King Chizkiyo. Shegirer atzmos aviv b'mita shel chavolim. He dragged his father's bones on a bed made out of rope. And the reason he did that, to humiliate his father after his death, because his father was Novid Avod Zara. And even though it was his father, it's whatever is nivza be'enav, whatever God finds to be disgusting, he too is disgusted by, even though it was his own father. Number eight, ves yirei Hashem yichabed. You should honor those who fear God. Who's that a reference to? Ze Yehoshaphat Melech Yehuda. That's a reference to Yehoshaphat, the king of Judah. Shebishah shayaroa Talmud Chacham. When he would see a Talmud Chacham, haya omen mikiso, he'd get up from his chair, umechabko umenashko, and he would hug him and he would kiss him. Vikorilo, and he would call out to the Talmud Chacham, and he would say, a Rebbe, Rebbe, Mari, Mari. My Rebbe, my Rebbe, my teacher, my teacher, my master, my master. Nishba laharav lo yamir, the pasuk continues. This is number nine. Rabbi Yochanan, like Rabbi Yochanan, Domer Rabbi Yochanan, hey betaynas hachov lebesi. That when a person promises something, he has to keep his promise. Like Rabbi Yochanan, who would take a shavua, he would take a swear that he's going to fast until he comes home, and then he would keep that promise. Number ten. Kaspo lo nasan b'neshach, that he doesn't give any money with interest. He doesn't lend money with interest. Afilu beribis ovid kochavim, that he's so strict, he doesn't even lend with interest to ovid chavim, to goyim. Why wouldn't he do that? It's a mitzvah lent to Avichon because he's afraid if he gets involved in lending with interest, he's going to start lending with interest to Jews also. Right. And then finally, number 11, Shochad al Noki lo lokach, the pasuk says, he doesn't take bribes. Kigon Rabbi Shmuel b'Rabbi Yossi, like Rabbi Shmuel b'Rabbi Yossi, who was very careful, even when something was due to him by one of the litigants, he wouldn't even take it, even though it was something that the guy owed him, before judging the case, because he wouldn't want to feel like he has just taken a bribe. And then David HaMelech concludes all this by saying, "Ksiv." The pasuk says, "Ose eile lo yimot liolam." If someone does these 11 things, then he'll never slip. Then he'll always be with God. When Rav Gamliel would read this pasuk about doing these 11 things and being that's going to be someone who doesn't slip and is always with God, Hayaboche. Rav Gamliel would cry when he reached these psukim. Omar, he would say, Manda avudu lekulhu hudlo yimot, hachadami nayu yimot. Only someone who does all of these things is not going to slip. But if someone does one of these things, then if he does only one of them, then he will slip. Meaning if he doesn't do all of them, then he's going to be in trouble. How hard? It's impossible to do all of these things. It's very difficult. It's a very high standard. Amrulay, they said to him, no, you misread it. Miksiv ose kol eile? Does it say you have to do all of these things in order to not be removed? Ose eileksiv, it says to do these, which means afilu b'chad minayu, any of these things. And I'll prove to you that the word eile doesn't mean all of these, it really means any of these, even one of these. Di lote mahach, because if you don't say that way, ksiv kra achrina, there's another pasuk that says, al titamu b'kol eile, that one should not become tameh with all of these different types of tumah. So what? Hasam nami anogea b'chol eile hu d'metameh? Do you think you only become tameh if you touch every different type of tumah? No, if you touch any type of tumah, even one, you become tameh. B'chad minayu lo, what? If you touch one, you don't become tameh? Elalav, no, what you see clearly is ba'achas mikol eile. The word eile doesn't mean all, it means any one of. So here also, when we say that these 11 things are critical, it means you have to do any one of these 11 things. So that's how David HaMelech put it to 11. So I guess main point number one over here is David HaMelech identified what? 11 mitzvos to connect to Hashem. And the Gemara adds that doing any one of them will protect you. Now, I'm not going to expect you to remember what all 11 mitzvahs are. But you know, obviously, if you have a Gemara in front of you and you numbered them as we were going, it should be easy to find them. Okay, by Yishayo ve'amidan al sheish. Yishayo came along and he established that there are six mitzvahs, six critical mitzvahs. Tichsiv, holech tzedakos v'dover meisharim, moes bibetza ma'ashakos, noer kipiv matmoch, b'shochar otei mazno mishmo adamim v'otzim en of miros pira. So again, a long pasuk, but we're going to take the pasuk and take phrase by phrase and say what it refers to. So number one, holech tzedakos, that to go in righteousness, ze Avram Avinu. That means we should be like Avram, as righteous as Avram. D'chsiv, ki yedativ l'man asher yitzaveh. That God says about Avram, that I know that Avram Avinu is going to teach his children the right path as well. V'dover meisharim, ze she'eno maknit p'nei chaver barabim. That's the second one. Dover meisharim is a reference to someone who doesn't embarrass somebody else publicly. Third one, moes bebetza ma'ashakos. Who's that referring to? Kigon Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha. That's someone who doesn't take any sort of bribe, like Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha, who wouldn't take any sort of bribe from anybody. No er kipiv matmoch b'shochad. Kigon Rabbi Shmuel b'Rabbi Yossi. That's the reference to Rabbi Shmuel b'Rabbi Yossi, who also wouldn't take any sort of bribe. I'm not sure what the difference is between Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha and Rabbi Shmuel b'Rabbi Yossi over here. I don't see Rashi talk about Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha. He talks about Rabbi Shmuel ben Rabbi Yossi. I'm not sure. Okay. Otem ozno mishma adamim. That's the fifth one. Delo shama bezilusa ditzurbim rabbanu v'shasik. A person shouldn't hear a rabbi being humiliated and stay quiet. Meaning you have to object if you hear a talmid chacham being humiliated. Kigon Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon. Like Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon, that if he would ever hear someone be humiliated, he was very makbid about it. He would never be quiet about it. The Gemara tells a story about one time he wasn't careful about it, and because of that he suffered terribly. V'otzim einav mira ospira. And the sixth thing is someone closes his eyes from seeing bad. What's that a reference to? Kid Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba. Like Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba taught them, Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba, zesha einu mistakel b'nashim b'shasha omdos ala kavisa. That's a person who's careful not to look at the women when they're washing clothing, because when they're washing clothing, they hike up their skirts, they roll up their sleeves, because they're right by the river. So a person who doesn't look at the women when they're not dressed properly, uksiv whom Ramim Yishkon, that he's going to reside on high. Someone who observes all these six things. So that's Yeshayahu establishes six things. So I guess main point number two, Yeshayahu makes a list of six. What's new to this list that wasn't on the first list? Including don't look at women, let's say. Including not looking at women. And then we're going to divide this into two shiurim because I'm an aleph and I'm a beis. So we'll do. So then we move on. Ba micha vehamidon al shalosh. Micha came along and knocked it down to three key things. Dechsiv he gidlcha adam matov uma Hashem doresh bimach. That what does God ask from you? Ki im. Here's what God asks you. He only asks asosh mishpat, do justice. Va'avas chesed, love kindness. Va'tznei aleches im Hashem elokecha, and walk modestly with God. Asos mishpat, what does that mean? Zadin. That's a reference to judgment, to justice in court. Avas chesed, zegmilus chesadim. That's a reference to doing chesed with other people. Vatznei aleches, and what's an example of tznius, of walking modestly? Zuot tzas hameis vachnasas kala. That you should always be there to make sure that the dead are taken care of and that the kalas are taken care of, and do it in a modest way. Valo dvarim kal v'chomer, we should make a kal v'chomer on our own. Umad dvarim she'en darkan la'asosim b'tzina. Things that normally are not done quietly, they're normally done with a lot of fanfare. A wedding is a big deal, and they generally make a big celebration out of. Still, amra Torah v'atznei aleches. The Torah still warns that we should have a sense of modesty when we do these things. Dvarim shadarkan la'asosim b'tzina aleches kama v'kama. Things that are supposed to normally be done in a quiet, understated way, all the more so we have to be careful about the tznius. If we even need to be careful about the tznius and things that are generally big events, then of course we have to be careful about the tznius when in things that are smaller events. So main point number three, who was it that knocked it down to three? Micha. Please don't leave, too many people are out. Micha boiled it down to justice, chesed, and tznius. Then says the Gemara, Ba'amus ve'amidon, Chazri Yishayo ve'amidon al shtayim. Yishayo came back and said, oh no, we can knock it down to two. Shnemer, Kovam HaRashem, so says God, Shimru Mishpat v'atsu tzedakah. Justice and tzedakah. Then Ba'amus ve'amidon al achas. Amos came and said, we can knock it down to one. Shnemer, Kovam HaRashem le'beis Yisrael darshuni v'chiyu. Seek me and you will live. That's all. Just seek God. Maskev for Rav Nachum Bar Yitzchak, Emer Darshuni b'kala Torah kula. Seeking God, that's not one thing. Darshuni might mean seek God with all of Torah, with all 613. So that's not knocking it down to one, that's bringing it back to 613. Ella, no, if we want to knock it down to one, b'chabakuk v'amidon alachas. Chabakuk knocked it down to one, shenemar, v'tzadik be'emunaso yichya. That a tzadik should have emuna. That emuna is the one thing that's the basis of everything. So main point number four, who knocked it down to two? Yeshayahu. Yeshayahu limited it to two. Limited Torah to two messages. And then who came and made one? And Habakkuk said it's all about Emunah. Oh,
wait,
Habakkuk says it's all about Emunah. We're going to stop there for this year. That's 19 minutes.